Okay, thank you guys for joining. I do hope all you naughty little boys enjoyed the show. I know I certainly did. I will see each and every one of you next time, won't I? Have a good night, everyone. Sweetie, are you in there? May I come in? I hope I'm not disturbing you. I wasn't sure if you were out on the town with friends tonight or not. And well, I hope you didn't hear too much. Oh, thank goodness. May I sit on the bed here? Thank you. I just had to check because I didn't want to make you uncomfortable at all. I try to do my cam shows when you aren't around, if possible. Oh, no. Of course it's okay for you to be home now. I was just finishing up, and it was unscheduled. Money is money, you know? Actually, aside from that, there is something I wanted to chat about. I wanted to sit down and see how you were doing, you know, due to being away from family and everything. I know it can be hard not seeing them for a time. I just hope having me as company isn't causing you any stress either. I know my job is a very peculiar one. Your parents are indeed very good friends of mine, and I was absolutely over the moon when they asked if I could set up a space for you to stay. College as well. Terrifyingly expensive, to say the least. So, of course, shaving off some rent costs, it was the least I could do. If I may ask, how are your studies going this far? I promise I'm not on a mission from your parents. I'm simply curious. You've always been such a sweet young man, and I do care about your well-being, I'll have you know. Me? Well, I'm doing the same work I've always done. Adult films, adult content, specifically voice content. Though, as you know, I switched to more personal work a few years ago. I know, I must pester you with all my updates living here. It's been going pretty well, though. I just hope there aren't too many issues for you. However, unlike you, I don't have many weekend events like you college boys do. They had so many social mixers or whatever in my first year back then. I couldn't keep track of them all. Now, I didn't come in here to talk about me, silly boy. Have you been going to many of the social events the college is hosting? I know there are some that might have some lovely ladies involved. And you don't have a girlfriend yet, do you? Aw, sweetie, there's no need to be embarrassed about that. Your mother may have mentioned that you don't. That she knows of, anyways. I was just curious because, well, college is where a lot of people like to explore what they like, who they like, what's important to them. And it's a very sensitive time. I just worry about whether or not you're able to have the space to explore things safely. I'm not going to be that silly. Here's a condom. Woman that embarrasses you in front of others, though. I do definitely suggest having them, and I would be very happy to pick up some if needed. Is there something wrong, sweetie? I hope I didn't make you uncomfortable by saying those things. I promise, I'm not going to tell anyone about what we talked about, and especially not your parents. Goodness, no. But did I say something to make you anxious? It seems like it. No? Well, you seem a little reserved ever since I mentioned exploration, and... Have you had sex before? Oh. Sweetie, it's very common for people to not have sex until college or even after, even long after. And I think it's important, most important, to wait until you are ready. I promise, I don't think it's strange at all that you're a virgin. If you'd like, I can talk about these type of things. Everyone is into different things, and even if they're unusual, it's very healthy and important to discuss them, especially before trying them out with a partner. Is there anything you consider trying, or something that you're into that might help to talk about? Something a little different, something you're worried about? Honey, I've told you already, you don't have to be embarrassed with me. I'm here to support you. And if it's something a little more intimidating, let's say I can definitely help you with that. Sweetie, I know something's going on. You keep dodging my questions, and I'm quite keen at knowing the difference between someone uncomfortable with a discussion and someone avoiding telling me something. Listen, I know what you've been doing. I'm not clueless, you know. This is my home. And I know you may have had a peek at a video, many videos, of mine. Look at me, sweetie. Don't pretend like you have no idea of what I'm talking about. Perhaps it was me oversharing about certain things I've worked on. You're old enough to not only know what those sites are, but consume the content too. And I suppose I've laid a trail for you to find it. It really is no use in lying to me about this. You've acted strange lately, and I was so, so worried. So I discovered what you've been up to by myself. You've been out at a few events, and I had a look through your room. I've said it before, sweetie. There's no shame in telling me. Hiding things isn't healthy, and I found this particular item. It seems as you went as far as buying this particular toy, darling. Hera's Huntress. My fleshlight. Or masturbator, if you want to get formal. Whichever you like to call it. It's been a little while, but I'm more than sure you didn't find it in any of my things. Freshly washed as well? How strange. At least I don't have to chastise you for leaving them dirty. However, you can't be furious with me, dear. You left your laptop unlocked, open, right on your desk. Not only with my pages bookmarked, but a certain specific video left up and paused during a scene featuring, well, me. Sweetie, wait, hold on. There's no need to worry or panic. Hey, come on now, darling. Darling, come here. Let me hold you. That's it, sweetie. Just let it out. Let it out into my chest. There is no need to fret. No need to stress. I should be the one apologizing after all. All this time I was talking about my videos, the pictures, my past in the industry, and I had no idea you took a personal interest in my work. I've been blind myself, considering all of this has been going on, and I've never even considered it. I never thought you would think of me in that way. We're family friends and all. And as a gentle soul as you are, well, I didn't know you'd be interested in both sides of my business. These days, I mostly perform as myself, But seeing that video of me as my character, Hera, made me a little nostalgic. Come here, sweetie. Lie on the bed with me. I'll make you feel better. I promise. I was worried that living with me while you were at school made you a little uncomfortable at first. My mind drew to you finding it secretly gross that I was a porn star, and that talking about my videos made you pull away. I'm not angry that you like my work, sweetie. It's a relief, honestly, because it just means you care about me, and that you appreciate great work. Considering this is a new topic for us, do you have any questions for me? That's one I didn't expect from you. Why I joined the porn industry. Let me see. Well, I was admittedly incredibly sex-driven when I was your age. I couldn't get enough of it. And I thought all the stereotypes and expectations around sex were ridiculous. People had this belief that I had to pretend to be perfect and innocent as a woman, when men could be as promiscuous as they fucking wanted. Sex feels incredible. And I love it. And I wasn't afraid to hide this fact. In front of an adult group, of course. My love of sex had nothing to do with my level of commitment. I would never, and have never, cheated in a relationship. Not at all. However, whomever I'm with does have to unfortunately put up with my sex drive. I enjoyed college, but I never really found a major that felt me. I had heard a thing or two about certain jobs in adult movies. I got a little curious, you know, the whole human free will thing. And the rest is history. It gave me something I love doing. I perform, I enjoy it, and I get to create things that make others feel wonderful, safe, and accepted in what they enjoy. Sweetie, do not worry about certain aspects of sex dominating, no pun intended, what turns you on. For me, mine is only a facet of my sexual interest and identity. There is really no set normal to sexual activity. But if you mean intensity versus something gentle and calm, then you could definitely have an interest in both equally for different reasons. If you're comfortable, I can make a little proposal if you'd like. Why don't I give you a little test right now to see how you feel, and regardless of how it turns out, I can help you explore and experience that fantasy of yours you sourced for my movie, Mommy Dearest. I mean, right here, in a few days, that is. So what do you say, sweetie? There is no need to accept, and you don't have to feel guilty for saying yes or no. The last thing I would ever want to do is for you to feel pressured into anything. Wonderful. If you'd like that, then I'd love to give you an experience of both sides of me. One as the loving, caring Samantha. And another as the more domineering Hera. Of course I don't mind. You are very handsome. And I personally feel it's important to not only experiment, but to have a beginning that truly makes you happy. To have a start to your sexual life that you can look back on and smile. And let's be honest here. I can tell a part of you is interested. But that doesn't mean a guarantee. I wouldn't dare to touch without you saying so. Look into my eyes, honey. There is no need to be shy around me. Would you like for me to take it out for you? Yes, of course I can. Look, darling, Regardless of my character, for me, I love all sizes. They have their special quirks and feel nice in different ways. And yours is lovely. May I? Well, it's always good to ask. Not only is consent important to me, but knowing you want this is an incredible feeling. How does that feel, sweetie? You let out such an adorable gasp the moment I grasp it. And it feels wonderful. Look into my eyes and just feel my hand run up and down the shaft. Don't worry about me right now. All I'm concerned with is about how you've harbored these thoughts and feelings without feeling like you could approach me. But I'm glad we had a chance to talk, and I'm really happy that I can help. After all, one of the most important lessons is this very important item here. It's lubrication, sweetie. It can make a gentle hand like mine feel 10 times better. And unlike spit, it won't dry up quickly and chafe. There we go. All over your nightstick. There we are. Oh, I know, sweetie. It feels incredible, doesn't it? Let it out. Don't be shy, darling. Moan for me. One thing I love is how much I can do with just my hands. I can make it as gentle as a breeze or as tighter as any woman or toy will ever be. And I know you love it. See, sweetie? See? Look how incredibly hard you are for me. I told you, you can enjoy normal sex, just like how you may enjoy the more intense experiences. I know you're worried, but I can tell by the way you moan that it's not just the hairstyle you enjoy. Is something worrying you? Finished? Oh, sweetie, absolutely not. If you want to continue, then I'd love to. Of course I can. Let me put a little more lube on your dick, okay? Just like that. I just love the sounds your dick makes on my hand. These are all natural. Would you like for me to go faster? Oh, is that good enough? Is that? Oh, you're moaning a lot. You sound so cute. I love it. Oh, sweetie, if you're close, you can just tell me, okay? If you want to come, I want you to as well. There is no shame in coming early. I enjoy it because it shows how much you love this here. And I didn't get as popular as I am without knowing how to make a man come in an efficient manner. However, all this talk is making me want to be a little bit selfish. I'm sure you know, sweetie, that I'm known for a few particular acts. And it's because I love it. Tell me. Do you want me to take this perfect dick in my mouth? I can suck all the worries away in moments. Good answer and good boy. I'd love to, sweetie. Let me take care of you. I'm just gonna start at the head, okay? Sorry if I like to add a little spit to it. I do like it a little bit messy. This is what you've been waiting for, isn't it, darling? You've wanted these luscious lips so, so badly. You've watched so many of my videos, wondering how my mouth felt. And now you know. Let me take a little more in. You okay with that? Yeah, you are. You know how it all feels so good. So good that you'll come in no time at all. I'm gonna go a bit faster now. I'm feeling especially more selfish. Sweetie, you all right? You're shaking. I apologize if I went too fast, got a little bit too overboard. I admit I'm excited to see how you taste. And I can also tell by the tightening in your balls that you're close. And if you want to come, that's perfectly okay. Let me give a few kisses to that lovely cock. However, if you do want this to last a little longer, I can suck nice and gentle. Until you're ready to give me that sweet load of yours. Aw, come here. Give me a kiss. Let me speed up my hand job for you, okay? Keep kissing me. You're practically throbbing. Look at me. Let me take care of you. I'll make this last, and I'll bring you to the absolute brink of orgasm, making you feel more pleasure than you ever have. Shh, now, breathe deeply. And immerse yourself in how amazing my mouth feels. I'm gonna grab your balls, okay? I like to hold it. Mm-hmm. Let me just lick the head a little bit, okay? Now let me taste it some more. See, sweetie, you're doing so well. Feel your pleasure climb bit by bit. I almost made me suck back on you. Oh, look at you moaning. Such a good boy. Let it out, sweetie. I love to hear it. Show me how good my mouth feels on you. Look into my eyes while you moan for me. Oh, fuck, I can't stop gagging on it. That's it. Good boy. Such. Such a good boy for me. You're getting close now, aren't you? Let me stroke you a bit. Don't worry. You'll come right when I'm ready to bring you over the edge, okay? Here, hold my hand. Hold my hand while I bring you closer, sweetie. That's better, isn't it? Now relax and let the pleasure take you. Okay, sweetie. You're throbbing like crazy now. Let me lick right that sensitive spot. You're ready, aren't you? At the absolute brink of that orgasm. I'll be gentle and warm, but it will be very, very intense, okay? So just hold my hand, breathe deeply, and feel everything. Are you ready? You ready? Okay. I want you to come for me. Be a good boy. And come in my mouth. Good boy. Goodness, sweetie. You came so incredibly hard. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Not to mention, there was so much, my goodness. One of the best I've ever had, I think. You did so well for me. And now, you know that if you enjoy the more intense experiences, you also enjoy a gentle touch as well. So cute. That's a good boy. Just breathe. Just breathe and relax. Come here. You can lay on my chest, on my big titties. You did so well for me. I know it was intense, but it felt really nice, didn't it? I can tell. Good boy. Shh. Just feel my hand gently massage it. And kiss me. Now, what do you say about my little proposal? You know I care about you, and you are completely safe with me. I'll discuss a safe word with you, and we can stop it any time. That's wonderful, sweetie. I can't wait to give it a try with you. I've always enjoyed playing as Hera, and it's so exciting to play her with someone I care for. Not now, silly. In a couple of days. I'll come let you know, and we'll give it a try, okay? Let me stroke you just a little bit more. And a kiss for him, too. Good boy. I'll leave you to rest now. If there's anything you need, just let me know.